Rabbi Simon Tovkuf nun Siv Gimel. Kol Arbaot Tzoymos Halolu, top of page 46. Kol Arbaot Tzoymos Halolu. All those four fast days. Im Cholol Yos B'Shabbos, if they were on Shabbos, Nidochin Achas Shabbos, they're pushed off to after Shabbos. Question? Yeah, so we're not referring. Which are the four fast days we're talking about? See if Beis tells us. Which one are we talking about? See if Aleph and Tov Kuf Mem Tes, page 44. So what are the four fast days? We're talking about Tisha B'Av, Shivasa B'Tammuz, Tzom Gedalia, Asar B'Teves. What does Shulchan Aruch say? All those four fast days, if they fall on Shabbos, they're pushed to Sunday. Question is? No, well, that's also a question, but that's not the first question that pops in the mind. That's the second one. No.
Bring forward.
No. Which fast days are we talking about? Shavuos Tammuz. You can't fall on Shabbos. What? Well, can't fall on Shabbos. Tisha B'Av can. Tisha B'Av can. Shavuos Tammuz can. Tzom Gedalia. Can he fall on Shabbos? He can't. Asar B'Teves. Says the Mishnah Berurah, yeah, we'll talk about Friday in a minute. Hold on, I say, don't jump the gun. Say, we've got Chesabot Tzomus. Kol Lav Dafka, it's not going to be all of them. Tel Oilam in Asar B'Teves, Chol B'Shabbos. Asar B'Teves cannot fall on Shabbos. Kmei Shikas HaSim Tov Kuchov. Nidoch Le'ach HaShabbos, and that's now the second question that you asked. Why is it pushed off? Why don't we go early? Any early birds? Why don't we push it? Why not? Who says? You're right, of course you're right, but why not? Why not? Okay, says the Mishnah Berurah, V'loi Kodim, you never push it earlier. I can't hear you.
Where are we exactly?
Page 46.
Where are you? You're in Harris Mead, why are you not here?
Well, page 46, in Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot and Ches. Sivkot and Tes. Tov Kuf Nun, Sivkot and Tes, Nidochin Lachar Shabbos, V'loi Koidem, Da'aktum Poranis, Eloi Makdiminon. We never put a Poranusa, a bad thing, a punishment, a tragedy. How would you say a Poranus? A bad thing. We don't put it earlier. We don't. When it comes to bad things, we tend to push them off. Well, some of us, including myself, we tend to push off everything. But the Poranusa is a Makor to push off bad things.
Ipso factor is wrong,
it's X factor.
Really.
X factor, that's it, okay. So, Rabbi Isai, correction of yesterday.
Ipso factor means
something alright.
X factor.
X
factor is the opposite of post factor. Yeah, X factor. Yeah, I looked it up. I just thought it was an ipso factor means something completely different.
What does ipso factor mean? We've got to learn some Latin today. Rabbi Isai, Latin, the daily Latin. The daily dose of, you know, there's a daily dose of Torah and then there's a daily dose of Latin, right? Is it Latin or Greek? It's Latin.
By that very fact,
ipso facto means in other words.
Yeah, it means
all right, good to know.
By definition, because of this, ipso facto, like logically, ergo is one of those things.
Okay, good, okay, let's try to use it today somehow. Good, okay, v'im cholub erev Shabbos, said the Mishnah Berurah. So we never, yeah, now, continue to Dermot. Okay, so these Tanaisim, we push them off if they fall on Shabbos. Says the Ramah. Gideon, have you got me? I mean the Ramah. Yes, if Gimel. Yeah, you're muted, but I'm sure you're here. So, Im Cholu B'Erev Shabbos. What happens if the dose Tanesim fall on Friday? Erev Shabbos. Then, Kerem B'Shachis, you will lay the Tanis reading B'Shachis in the morning, V'Mincha, and also the Tanis Mincha reading will be Vaichal. What's the question on this? Which of those fast days can fall on Friday? Asar B'Teves. Can Tisha B'Av fall on Friday? He never does. Can Tzom Gedalia fall on Friday? No. Can Asar B'Teves? The only one says the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Yud, Himcholu Be'erev Shabbos. Hai Lishne Gamken Lav Dafka. It's not. It's you've got to be careful with the wording over here. The Cholah Abot Tzomus Gamken Yev Shalochul Be'erev Shabbos. Those four fast days they can't fall on Be'erev Shabbos. Lefiak V'Yisamuvul Ebel Simutov Gres Kim Asor Be'Teves Belad. Only Asara Beteves Kal fall on Friday. And indeed we had it this year. Okay, back to the Ramah. Halfway through Siv Gimel. Im yesh chuppah b'yematanis b'erev Shabbos. What happens? If there's a chuppah on Friday, Asara Beteves. Ever seen that? Chuppah? On fast day, which falls on Friday. Why not? Why? What's the problem? Yeah, okay, so you can still attend the chuppah and not eating. You're asking about the chosn himself, you're asking about the public. You're going to make the suda. Indeed, indeed. That's the whole point. They want to save their money. So the chosn. Chosn, okay, I don't know. There's a discussion if the chosn needs to fast or not. Yeah, we'll get to that. We'll get to that. That's going to be coming later, Simon. Everybody, it makes a lot of sense, you know. It's going to be COVID safe, I suppose, because you don't have so many people attending, so it's easy to. That's in your honor. I did that in your honor. So, in such an instance, what you do is a dav mincha, fasting, and you read vayichal. It's going to be quite rushed, because the chuppah is going to lead straight into Shabbos. All right, you know, if we're well organized, we can do that. Indeed, after mincha.
In the winter,
because you're talking about something. Yeah, so it's going to be well organized. Yeah, you've got to be well organized. Absolutely. So I've got Yudalev in Mishnah Bura. Beshachz mincha vayichal. Vuadin de oimash liachzibo aneinu biem. He will say Aneinu. Again, Tanas on Friday. He will say and recite Aneinu. Ben Goel Leroyfe. Avreinu Imrim Viduyim. You do not recite Viduyim Venefila Zapayim Bemincha Levusha of Shabbos. There is no Viduyim Venefila Zapayim Mincha before Shabbos. Humitamze, for this very reason, Ein Las is Bere of Shabbos Yom Kippur Kotten. Now there is this very precious minik of Yom Kippur Kotten, which is the day before Rosh Chodesh. You can't do that. So you don't do that on Friday, because Yom Kippur Kotten always includes viduyim and slichas. Can't do that on Friday. So kibim chamish. Therefore, you do it on. So if Rosh Chodesh falls on Sunday, you do Yom Kippur Kotten on Thursday. Lefisha and em slichas gam viduyim be'erev Shabbos mincha, because you don't do. Missed it. So yeah, v'ach goyzim chuppah. They did, yeah. But no, Nissen is a question as to whether you do. Yeah, so... So... So, with regards to a normal fast, normally every meal can you do, yeah. Unless... Correct. That's precisely the point, yeah. Yeah, but it's brought down in the post in the Mefarshim that you will not say every meal can you. Yeah. Okay, Siv Dalet, B'Shabbos Koidem Letzoyim. The Shabbos before a fast day. Machish Shliach Tzibur Atzoyim, the Chazan will announce and proclaim the fast. He said, this week on Tuesday, you've got Tanis, so and so. This week on Friday, the Sobat. Chutz Me Tisha B'Av, excluding Tisha B'Av, which you don't announce in advance. For Tzumim Tzum Kippur and the fast day of Yom Kippur, for Tzum Purim and the fast day of Purim, which we call Tanis Esther, the Simonich and the Simon to remember this is Ochav Olav Pihu. Now the Ramah tells us immediately that's very nice according to his father that you do those, you announce those fast days. However, Minik Ashkenazim, Minik in the Middle European countries. Western European countries, you don't announce any of those Ta'anesim. It's beautiful. I've had it so interesting that the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah even dictates to us what is to be announced in Shul and what not. Is that interesting? Is that amazing? We've got Shulchan Aruch dictating us what you do announce or you don't announce, you know, which fast is going to come up. Now, there's good reason for that, because why would you announce in advance? Yeah, people know. Yeah, we've got Luach hanging in our kitchen, so it's no big deal to remember, but... you know, that was the public statement then. People would know what's going on.
Why not Yom Kippur and Tanis?
I believe that Yom Kippur, I imagine Yom Kippur, the reason was because nobody's going to forget a day like Yom Kippur. Yeah, I can see, yeah, I suppose. Yes, Mechuvah, it's the kind of day. Now, with regards to Tisha B'Av, I suppose also the reason maybe, I don't know for sure, I'm guessing, and my guess is as good as yours, but I'm guessing because the 9 days, Shavuot Shechal B'Av got automatic, so embedded in our weeks, in our days, in our system, that it doesn't need a reminder. With regards to Tanis Esther, perhaps the argument is also because Purim is something that people hard to forget and hard to miss a Purim. So it's kind of, but I don't say that with confidence, I'm not sure because... Yeah, yeah, so there would be argument, yeah, yeah. So Lamaise, the Ramah says the minig is not to announce in advance, and that is probably pretty much what the current minig is. I do not know, but I would imagine, yes. Any Sfadim? Any of no Sfadim here? No, no, no. I wonder, good question, I wonder if they do. No, I wonder if they do. Semen Tov, Kof, Nun, Aleph, Rabboi, said, Din, Shvashichalboi. Shvashichalboi. What does Shvuah Shechal B'Av mean? Shvuah Shechal B'Av, Shvuah Shechal Tisha B'Av Lyos B'Tzoicha, the week in which Tisha B'Av falls in it. Which day is this? Tisha B'Av is falling this week. I remember checking that. It's on Matzah Shabbos Sunday, right? Yeah, Tisha B'Av is on Sunday. Tisha B'Av is on Sunday. Yeah, yeah. We had it, I think, 2 years ago. I think as well, right?
That was a
Nitzchah. Was it? Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, good, very good. So now, so there's a Shvuah Shechal, but there's a Shvuah Shechal B'Av, the week that Tisha B'Av is in it. Right, so says the Shulchan Aruch as follows. Mishenichnas Av, we're starting now with a week. So Mishenichnas Av, when Av starts, from Rosh Chodesh Av onwards, Mematin B'Simcha, we decrease our joy and happiness. Uvar Yisrael, Deis Leidine, Be'adin Ochi, if a Yid has got a court case with a non-Jew, so leishtamet mineh, you should try to avoid the timing. Try to reschedule it to a different time of year. Teriyah mazle, because one has less siyat yishmaya those days. So try to avoid the scheduling and the timing for Rosh Chodesh Av. Rather try to schedule it for a different time of year. Adili ador, but for sure not enough. Now, mematim b'simcha mishle b'usif kot na'alef. Mematim b'simcha, ayim b'magin avom d'roi tzeloi mash ein tzmechim b'oi klal. So you don't have any happiness, no joy whatsoever, says the Mishnah Berurah. I don't exactly know what that means. Why you can't smile? What does he mean? Why you can't? No simcha at all? Don't know. So I understand the Shulchan Aruch a lot better, because Shulchan says, you know, Martin b'simcha, you decrease simcha. How does that interpret? How is that translated? The way you decrease simcha is by not having a din Torah. Not to have a court case. I understand that, but the Mishnah Berurah adds that no, Magen Avraham says, no, ain't simcha beklal, no simcha whatsoever. What does that mean?
You can't avoid simcha beklal, you can't avoid chrissy.
Yeah, so what is it? Yeah, exactly. So what is it? So, so I don't know. So another question is, until when are you to avoid the court case? After the Shabbat, is he better then? So you have a court case scheduled for the 12th of Av, holidays. Well, what then?
Tu B'Av,
that's right. Is there a problem or not? That's right. 15 of Av, is it? Is it there? Do you happiness? So the Mishnah Berurah says, Adosh Chodesh Elul, Mishnah Berurah, Sifkot Beis. No! Forget it. No good. Wait until the shofar is heard. No, the entire Av, throughout the entire month, there may be no court case. What about the tax year? Does the tax year evolve? Does anything happen in the tax year then? No, not much, no.
In the what?
I was just wondering, the tax... Tax and anything. I don't know if it's got anything to. So, if need be, after Tisha B'Av, we can be a bit more lenient. After Tisha B'Av, there's a slight room for it, but it doesn't seem to like it. There's room for leniency, but ideally, shouldn't do anything after Tisha B'Av either. Right, the Ramon is going to tell us a little bit more about your discussion about Bris Mila, which falls in 9 days. Interesting discussion, but we're going to leave that for Sunday, and we leave the podium for our Choshva.
Shester Av and everybody else. I have to apologize, I haven't really prepared so well. I didn't have much chance, so I'll say an idea that I was always very, hopefully, say a bit of drush. I'll do it the other way around to the drushes. A bit of drush, and if there's time, I'll have a bit of halacha at the end. hopefully, but I might need a bit of help with the halacha. So I'm always very taken by the Arba Bonim, even though in a way it's like not the Ikar in some ways of the Leil HaSeder, and one can get very involved in it, and perhaps there are more fundamental issues of Emun and Bitachon and whatever that should be focused on more. But I always find it very fascinating, the Arba Bonim, and in particular the Ben Rosha, and the Loshon of the Ben Rosha is very, always strikes me as very interesting. Maha Avoida Hazlis Lachem, and we Af Atash Hakes Shinov, and then you tell the Temlan Posuk, we got the Vincha V'churu. And a few points stand out of this question, and in particular the Teretz. First of all, why do we knock out his teeth? I mean, you can understand, why his teeth? You know, give him a patch on somewhere else. I don't know, why knock out his teeth? If he's deserving of a patch, then give him somewhere else. Why his teeth? And what's also interesting is that the posuk that we quote is exactly the same pasuk as the Einad Yodei Lishol. The Einad Yodei Lishol, obviously he doesn't say anything, it's Einad Yodei Lishol, but we at Pasachloi, and the same pasuk, we got to the Ben Chavim Amirimo, Bavozah, so Hashem leave the Tesim Mitzrayim. So what's going on over here? So I had a beautiful idea. The word Rosha, I heard it from my old Chavrusa Alan Garba, I don't know where it comes from, this idea, but the word Rosha, if you take out the shin, so you hake his shin off, you take out his shin, the ra is there. But the ra is external. Inside, he's a shin. He's not so bad inside. He's shin. Shin's okay. Shin's, there's nothing wrong with shin. The ra is external. And it's beautiful. In gematria, it fits beautifully. Because if you take away the gematria shin of from Rosha, so Rosha is gematria, reishin, ayin is 570. You take away Shinov, the gematria of the word Shinov, you're left with 204. 204 is the same gematria as Tzaddik.
Oh, very
good. When you've taken away the Shinov, the sharpness away from him, he can be a Tzaddik again. But what's even better than that is that now that you've knocked out his teeth, he's an Eino Yodei Lishol. He's got nothing to say, so you have to say the same posuk as you'd say to the Eino Yodei Lishol, and that's how you start to beautiful idea. Anyway, I can't remember if it was all from Rabbanan, but certainly some of it was. The Dvar Halacha I wanted to share I like finding halachas that are. They're sometimes a bit unusual to keep, but I like finding unusual situations of where they can be kept. I'll give you a moshel. We don't find the malacha of ma'ameh, for example, gathering, only applies to the place where the fruit grew. So if you drop your box of apples in your kitchen, there's no ma'ameh there. It's not where they grew. There's never an issur. So kimat is very not shriach that it should ever apply. But every week when I walk back from shul on Shabbos, I walk past the apple tree over there, and there's apples on the floor. And I think to myself, you know, I could be over in Issur D'orais here. All I'd have to do is, you know, the apples are on the path, just knock them all to the side, and I'd be over in Issur D'orais, so ma'amim pashtus, if I'm mechaven to move them in that way and make a pile out of them. It's interesting to find an unusual application. So a similar thing we find in Leil HaSeder. Nagabe Tsoivea. Correct me if I'm wrong, that Ein Tsoivea Ba'Oichlin, but there's no issa of Tsoivea, of dying, when it comes to food. Now, I think there is makom to be machmir, the chatchila. So, for example, if you're making a ribina, let's say, for example, a moshel, you've got your water and you've got your ribina. So, better to put the ribina first and then add the water, then the water first, and then the ribina, because you're colouring the water, even though mi'ika hadin, it's not osa to do it the other way around. If you can avoid it, better to the chatchila to do it the other way around. But you haven't been over any issa if you add the ribina to the water. However, on Leil HaSeder, there could be an issa bedava. Why? Because when you have arba koisos, So you dafka want red. Now I sometimes have, as it happens, I sometimes have a white wine, but I want it to be red because of dam, because of the remez, the dam. So I add a bit of red to my white. I get the whoever. So that would be a problem to add the red to the white. I don't add the red to the white. Sorry, that's not what I do. But I add the white to the red. Pashtus. I don't. Unless you say because of oichal nefesh. That's interesting. I never thought of that. That's a good good hara. I don't know. Anyway, so that's just an interesting application of tzaveya b'oichal, because there you want the red. Normally, I don't care if my rabbina is red or not. I just, that's the way you make rabbina. You add water and rabbina together. So there's no problem make a hadin to whichever way around you do it.
Good.
When you want it, then you can't do it that way around. You have to do it the other way around. So I heard from Abaye Lazar Lieberman, I think.